From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has unveiled his national security strategy in a major speech Monday in Washington.
Based on my direction, this document has been in development for over a year. It has the endorsement of my entire cabinet. Our new strategy is based on a principled realism, guided by our vital national interests and rooted in our timeless values.
He said his priorities include protecting the homeland, promoting American prosperity, preserving peace through strength, and advancing America's influence.
We are once again investing in our defense, almost $700 billion, a record this coming year. We are demanding extraordinary strength, which will hopefully lead to long and extraordinary peace.
President pointed to Russia and China as competitors who seek to challenge American values, influence, and will. He said he would try to build partnerships with both, but only if it protects U.S. interests. Mr. Trump also vowed to deal with North Korea's growing nuclear threat.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
Mr. Trump also dropped climate change as a national security threat. South Africa's ruling African National Congress elected 65-year-old Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as the party's new leader. Kaila Sithole spoke of the challenges he faces.
That's his immediate challenge. He's got 18 months until the general election, and this general election comes on the back of, you know, a lot of issues that are happening at government level that he's going to have to somehow try to tackle while he's also running the ANC.
If elected, he would succeed President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been marred by scandal. This is VOA News. The Trump administration wielded its first U.N. Security Council veto Monday, blocking a draft resolution that would have barred any change to the status of Jerusalem. The vote followed President Trump's December 6 decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. U.S.-U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said there was no joy in casting the U.S. veto, the first in 6 years, but said it was necessary to defend U.S. sovereignty.
The fact that this veto is being done in defense of American sovereignty and in defense of America's role in the Middle East peace process is not a source of embarrassment for us. It should be an embarrassment to the remainder of the Security Council.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted with gratitude.
Thank you, Ambassador Haley. On Hanukkah, you spoke like a Maccabee. You lit a candle of truth. You dispelled the darkness. One defeated the many. Truth defeated lies.
Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour denounced the decision as provocative, reckless, and dangerous. Following last week's conclusion of the latest round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Monday said multiple rounds over 3 years have produced nothing. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Assad said a Russian-sponsored peace process in Sochi beginning in February might offer a better result. In Honduras, protests a day after the election tribunal on Sunday ruled that President Juan Orlando Hernandez won the contested November 26 election, despite charges of fraud and delays in the vote count.
El país está en un caos. Y ese caos,
Carlos Escoto said the Central American country is in chaos. The Organization of American States has called for a new election. Defeated challenger Salvador Nasralla, who has charged of vote manipulation, is in Washington seeking OAS support. A heavy police presence was meant to avoid clashes Monday as Austria swore into office Europe's first rightist government. Conservative People's Party leader Sebastian Kurz, at 31, became the country's youngest chancellor in coalition with the Freedom Party. Austria's new government has pledged to stop illegal immigration, cut taxes, and resist European Union pressure to centralize. EU President Donald Tusk said he expected Vienna to continue playing a constructive and pro-European role. The International Space Station received 3 new visitors Tuesday, an American and a Japanese astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut. After docking in the Soyuz spacecraft, they joined a Russian and 2 Americans who've been aboard since September. Hundreds of Japanese flocked to a Tokyo zoo Tuesday for the first public viewing of baby panda Xiangxiang after securing a lottery ticket. Nearly 250,000 signed up for such a ticket. Xiangxiang is Japan's first panda cub since one cub died 6 days after birth of pneumonia in 2012, the first panda birth in Japan in 24 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.